Small-town hospitals and clinics across the Northwest are scrambling to prepare for Ebola. Correspondent Anna King reports.
We're not far from Yakima, Washington. We're in a conference room at the PMH Medical Center in Prosser. Melissa Ferris doles out encouragement and clear instructions to three nurses.
Okay, so we're going to put the duct tape on. So the sole purpose of this is just to keep your glove from sliding around.
These nurses are practicing getting into and out of protective gear.
Okay, the final step is to put your face shield on. We don't want anything to be able to splash into your face.
Ferris is the head infection control nurse here. She says the moment she knew her Prosser staff needed to get ready was when two Texas healthcare workers were infected with Ebola last month. Ferris flipped off the news and kicked into action.
The next day we came in and sat down and said this is what we need to make sure we have on hand and available, and we need to make sure the staff know how to use them, because it's something we weren't overly prepared for, not the way that we should have been. So it was eye-opening.
Getting all this gear on is laborious. Getting it all off is even trickier. You have to hold the suit's zipper just right, drop equipment to the floor without bumping it against you, and most importantly, stay calm.
Sorry.
It's harder than it looks.
And it looks pretty darn hard. It's not that the nurses aren't taking the exercise seriously. Laughing relieves the tension. They're nervous.
It's a pretty complicated process as far as keeping the staff safe.
That's Connie Cole from Pullman's Hospital.
But like I said, we've been practicing that, and I believe that we could do that. Not everybody on the staff has gone through all the training, but we are in the process of doing that.
Other hospitals don't have the right style of protective equipment yet, or have more on order. In Pendleton, Oregon, Larry Blanc says smaller Northwest hospitals like St. Anthony might not be ready to care for Ebola patients long term, but they are self-reliant to handle crises. He cites a day a couple years back when a bus full of Korean tourists crashed on ice just outside of town.
We handled over 40 patients in our old facility, and not one patient died in our hospital. Many of them we had to transfer out.
Still, Washington State's government would be overloaded with just a few active Ebola cases. So says Washington's top infectious disease doctor, Scott Lindquist. He says more than four or five and things would break down. But what Lindquist really worries about are small urgent care clinics and doctor's offices, country or city. He says it only takes one mismanaged Ebola case to create havoc. Back in Prosser, Melissa Ferris says Ebola symptoms look just like the flu, so it's going to be a long, hard winter. My last question to this group of good-natured nurses is this. Are you really in for Ebola? Here's Prosser nurse Tina Glockner.
It's just something that we, as a healthcare provider, know that that's a risk that we take, but that's a career we choose.
My name is Tina Glockner, and I'm in.
My name is Melissa Ferris, and I'm in.
My name is Trish Reinmuth, and I'm in.
My name is Donna Tuning, and I'm in.
I'm Anna King in Prosser.